Guten Morgen, Rabbi. Welcome to the Sukkah. So it was decided last night that this morning is the final breakfast. And Be'ezer Hashem, tonight, Hoshana Rabbah, at 10 p.m., we're going to get together again in the Sukkah, but not tomorrow morning. Who's saying Shir is yet to be determined. I don't think I'll have time to prepare. Yeah, I'm not going on a trip. With the trip. That's right. Come here, Mr. Fetter. Say it again. Shirt's going to be tonight, not tomorrow morning. Le'ilu nishmas imi mirasi ruspas Mordechai. Before I get to the sponsors, I want to say thank you first to all the sponsors, starting with Mayor Planka, Leon Welcher. We had Benti Novak. I think Jonathan Stefanski is doing something. I don't know. He wanted it in the morning. I don't know if we'll do it tonight. We'll see. But we'll say Jonathan Stefanski. We'll put him on the spot. Be'ezer Hashem. Moshe Chaim Stefanski at the grill. Mordechai Seltzer with the setup and everything else. A bunch of kids. What's the name of that kid with the payas? Parrots? What's his name? Akiva.
Akiva 2.
His father's the Rav of Karlbach. Unbelievable worker. Thank you to Mati last night sponsoring the pizza together with Natan Koshnud. And Avi Factor, all that expensive wine. And then we have Simon Jacobs with all the Castel. 24 bottles of Castel. Unbelievable. Who else do we have? And everybody else that helped out. I'm sure I'm missing a bunch of guys. Yeshua Aaron Price, of course. Comes early in the morning. Set up the iced coffee. So, Yishkoyach to everybody. The Paras HaChodesh, Shmuel Hecht, in honor of David Zlatnik, F200. Akiva Salkowitz, F94. Shalom Rand, in the house. 202. That's right. You see, the Olam knows Shalom Rand. F202. Shmuley Davidowitz, B202. An official 8-minute daf, Yomi Committee. Shlomo David Ziskind, in memory of our dear mother, Caleb Asavra Moisha. Halevi on her 18th yard side, also an opportunity to pay tribute to the inspiring and indefatigable, Reb Eli, how do you say it?
Indefatigable.
No, indefatigable, no way. Why does he have to trip up the Ponoviter? Terrible. Indefatigable. No. Again? Yeah. Oh, indefatigable. I'm not defatigable. His supportive family and self-esteem. Thank you. Mark Berkson, in honor of my daughter Shoshana Miriam's 9th birthday. Yemen Abba, love you. Very proud of you. Mendy Greenblatt and Shamshi Schlufrak. Now, Rabbi, if you don't know Shamshi, now let me first say this before. L'zeich nishmas the grandfather, the Yomin ben Shamshin, all of Hashalom's yard said is today. Shamshi Schlufrak. If you don't know him, and you could spell his name, you never heard how to spell his name, you get a free Gemara right now on the spot. Anybody, Schlufrak. Schlufrak. S-Z-L-A-F-R. Okay. Yesterday I said, I have no idea what I said. Zizlafrock. Zlafrock. Comes over to me. My name is Schlufrock. What's wrong with you? No. He said it in a beautiful, nice, he says, you're not the only one. He said it in Mamish Edelkeit. Schlufrock. Okay. He needs a Shini Hashem quickly. I mean, in the spelling, not so much the shame. All right. We have people from America on. Wow. Wow. Yisrael Goldstein, Shalom Aleichem, on Zoom. Dear Rebelli, AB misses your live shiur in Chicago very much. AB was that kid, a 10, 11-year-old, who tripped me up during shiur. He asked me a beautiful kasha, I didn't have an answer. But he's excited to be able to learn with me and my father. Picture attached. And now Baruch Hashem, his uncle, Yosef Mendelsberg, signed up for free Gemara Shana too. I'm sure Yosef would love a basketball chavrusa shaf with you next time you're in town. I think I'm done with basketball. Also, AB told me he sent you an email a while back. That was his first email ever sent in his life. So resend it again. Beis Hashem will read it. Not sure any other MDY member can claim that distinction. Good might, Sammy Joseph. Here we go. Three generations in the sukkah. Here's AB. Big Balkishrin, this kid. Next, we have pictures from sukkahs around the world. This is in Ben Schwartz's sukkah in the Five Towns. Jay Nathanson, Bodner, Eli Dykman. The, what do I call him? The what Lubavitcher? Shlomi Klein. The token Lubavitcher. Ben Schwartz. And Akiva Ziegler, all right here. The Ganze Olam. So beautiful. And this is inside Ben Schwartz's sukkah. Here's Mo Landy's sukkah. Look at this sukkah, Boisai. And of course, we have Elchanan Pressman sukkah. Yes, it's real. I'm going to mind. Please see attached. And it came out beautiful. I can show my picture while I'm reading the thing. Thank you for saving us some money on our sukkah decorations this year. I also brought one over to Jay Spector's Katina Karsa Toyb for introducing me to the shir. Brachas Dav Dalit. We have here with us Rabbi Mati Kornfeld, who's with us from Brachas Dav Beis. Two daf earlier. Then Elchanan. Unbelievable. It's a big zach. Brachas Dav Beis. He's Brachas Dav Dalit. And of course, we don't get up on our sukkah family page. Well, Walt, you haven't heard from me personally in a while, but we're still almost certain that the Chumashir will initiate shortly as we're near Parshas Bereishis. Hope to see you soon. Elchanan Pressman. And finally, we have here from Michal Lager, breakfast in the sukkah with Rebbe Rebelli in Portland, Oregon. Rabbi Rafi Schenk is a new recruit to the Daf Yomi Shir. Here you go. Beautiful. I don't know, can anybody see over there? It's little sun is shining. Do we have time here? Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Borei Pri HaGofen. Said Leishiv already.
90 weeks.
I don't know what the significance of that is, David. 100 weeks. You tell me by 100. Please keep my name anonymous. I started with brachas. Here's another brachas guy. I made it all the way through to Daf Kuf Yud Gimel in Shabbos. I lost the Cheshek, the Chush, after falling behind, and I kept on trying, started Mesech, but never made it through. Been through a divorce, second marriage. Daf Beis of Beitza fell out the night before my mother-in-law was Nifter, and I made a B'li Neder to not miss another day in her S'chus. For the first time, I don't look at the Daf as hard being hard anymore. It brought the Geschmackness back to me, and I just really want to say, Ashokoyach to you and everyone else who makes the daf so readily available and easy with you as a Magishir. I've never been to Eretz Yisrael in 36 years, in my 36 years, and I wish I could come just to be there for an experience this year for just one day. See, you guys have it good. You're here, you live here. There's a guy that lives across the street, watches the shir every day, and hasn't been here yet. Hasn't been to live shir yet. Lives literally across the street. I'm calling you out. Who's that? Rudensky. Rudensky, the Magid Shir. One of the Philim Magid Shir. The schusim I learned should be Lidin Shmas early Basr Duvid Akoin. Agit Moyed, and real thank you for bringing Torah back to my life. I'm not going to say his name. I have to read this because it's Negeah to yesterday. You always get excited when the Gemara we're learning is related to the Parsha. In Koyhel is today. There's a Pasuk. And it says, Perik Tes, Pesuk Yud Beis. Talking about catching birds and fish. So he says, oh, it has everything to do with our sugya, which basically translates that when men are caught up in a moment of disaster, whatever they may be, it falls upon them like a fish caught in a fatal net or like a bird seized in a snare. We've been learning in Beitza all about trapping, but we never saw it from the vantage point as man being the victim. It takes Koheles to make us realize that we're all running around trying to avoid being trapped, whether from a spiritual or physical snare. Koheles gives us advice in the last pasuk to avoid the snare. Esol kimira ves mitzvois of shemar. Dan Kaufman, Yishkoich Dan. And one more negat yesterday. I learned pshat that a dog is az, because we see. By the way, I was at a minyan yesterday. Rabbi Pessin's son read. I've never heard such a chiduch hadibur in my life. Clear and fast. It's almost impossible to read with him. That's how fast it is. And there's only one thing that's more chashiv than reading that quickly. is to catch a mistake and fix him before he's in the next perek. That's me. Can't read it. Literally, I can read it maybe 20% as fast as of his speed. Unbelievable. But what I'm trying to say is I didn't hear a word he said. Like, nobody understood a word he said. He read it. He was the Yaitz Zayin. I should have came to you. You read it fast and we can understand. I learned a pshat that a dog is eyes because we see a dog is never afraid of anything. And this is very true. The reason why I'm reading this is from Aaron Sittner. We have a little tiny dog that any cat in the street could kill it in a second. Yet any person that comes in the house, he barks and barks and barks. He's an Az. That's the pshat. Beautiful pshat. Yeah? Even if an animal much bigger than his near, the dog will try and be tough and bark. Absolutely, Emes. Okay, Raboisai. We're starting a brand new Mishnah, brand new sugya, and it's a sugya. We're going to make it very, very simple. Says the Heilige Mishnah, sponsored by Fishel, Refuah Shleima of Avraham Yosef ben Chana, Bechar Shenofal Labar. Every firstborn animal, which is a zachar, is a bechar. A bechar. And bechar is even in our days. And if you eat a bechar, even in our days, chayv karas. You know about that? Just last night after the whole kumzitz situation, which was really beautiful. So this Talmud Chacham that I just called him out the other day, he's not part of the shir, but he heard the singing, he came up. And he says, I heard you mentioned that I have a goat. And I walk my goat in the street. You made me into the town's fool, he tells me. I was like, I just said what you do. You walk in the street with it. I just said that you walk. Anyways, I don't think I mentioned his name, but he wasn't that upset. But he went into he said, I had a very good kasha. Is his goat a bechar or not? He had a good reason to believe because he bought a mother and twins. And he says, usually the mother gives birth to a male and a female. That's how it usually goes. And is it her first litter? Is one of them a bechar? A bikasha. But what you do today is you have to get a guy involved in the whole situation. Otherwise, you have a problem with bechar. So we're talking about a bechar, a firstborn, which already has developed a mum. The way it works is, in order for you to decide whether or not it's a mum, you have to bring the professional guy in. You have to bring the pro, the mumcha. He decides whether or not, halachically, it's a mum. Now, if it has a mum, then the kohen gets to eat it. If not, goes in the mizbeach. So, bechar shenafal abar, this bechar fell into a pit. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, yered mumcha v'yira, found a gevaldika picture of a cow, fell into a pit, and here you have a mumcha going down. Now, I don't know why he's going down. Let's pretend he's going down to check to see if there's a mum. Here he is, going down, put a bag over its head. I guess it's kind of dangerous to be in the same pit with the animal that just got stuck there. Yered mumcha v'yira. Now, if this animal has a mum, and he decides, this mumcha decides it's a real mum, so now the animal's no longer mukta, I could go ahead and check it. Im yesh boi mum, if it has a mum, which happened yesterday, as we said, yalla b'yishchot, you could take the animal out of the pit and shecht it. Bim lav l'yishchot, if it doesn't have a mum, you cannot shecht it. We're going to see that these words, bim lav l'yishchot, might mean something different than we're thinking right now. Im lav what? That doesn't have a mum. The Gemara describes it as something slightly different. Bim lav l'yishchot. Reb Shimon Oimer, if you didn't notice that it has a mum before Yantav, this is not considered mukhan. In other words, you can't even use it b'di'eved. Why? There's two reasons in Rashi. One is that it looks as if you're fixing something. You can't just go ahead and decide that this is ready to eat. Or you can't decide today that it has a mum because it's like doing a din Torah. We're going to learn later on in the Masechta, in the Lamed, I think it's Lamed Vav, yeah, that you're not allowed to do a din on Yontif. You're not allowed to judge somebody on Yontif. So you can't judge this animal. You can't say, oh, this animal is a bama. Somebody yesterday, I don't even know their name, and he told me in the name of somebody else here in Ramah Beit Shemesh, and I'm just going to, was that you? You told me? No. I forgot who it was. But anyway, it was cute, so I'm going to say it over. L'kavod Yontif. Usually you don't see these kinds of Torahs, but since it's a local Torah, I'll stick in my own twist. If you want to remember that Reb Shimon is the one that's machmir and Reb Yehuda is the one that's mekel, because typically Reb Shimon is mekel when it comes to mukta. And over here it's the reverse. Reb Shimon is machmir and Reb Yehuda is mekel. He says you could remember it by who else was in a pit? Yosef HaTzadik. And who put him in the pit? Shimon. And who took him out of the pit? Yehuda. So Meila, that's why Torah. Okay, Lekavod Yontif. But you can remember it. What? Somebody said Uwah. Somebody liked it. Okay, great.
It's a theorize. Therefore what?
And therefore, Shimon, who started the whole thing with the pit, he put Yosef HaTzadik. So he has to be Meikel here. What? Barfalei. Where is Levi Friedman?
He's not in Israel.
Okay.
He's in the water. He's not
extra. Lashon Hara. No, no. All right. Judah David. But Michael Mifligi. Judah David is not in the Waldorf. I'll tell you that right now. But Michael Mifligi. What is the Machloikis? Now, Rashi points out right away. Obviously, the Machloikis cannot be a question. Do we hold of Muksa or do we not hold of Muksa? Right? Because then it would have to be the reverse. Reb Shimon does not hold of Muktzah. Reb Yehuda does hold of Muktzah. Perhaps the Machloikis is, could you judge a mum or not on Yantav? There would be the Sava, Roy Mum Yantav. L'chadchilik, you go down into the pit, check it out, decide whether it's a mum or not. Reb Shimon Sava, Ein, Roy Mum Yantav. Why you cannot make a din on Yantav? And in fact, that's the halacha. We're passing like that. You don't see mum on Yantav. Maybe that's a Machloikis. If that's a Machloikis, why do you have to give me a story that an animal fell into a pit? Just straight out, machloikis. Could you judge a defect on yontif? Is that considered judging or not? Nothing to do with the pit. Says Gemara, well, that's not a great question. No. The reason why, perhaps, that is the machloikis. But I want to tell you the idea of a bechor. I want to tell you because oh, we Yidden are very careful about the pain of an animal. And Tzar Bel Chaim is a big thing. So perhaps in order to save the animal, even though it's also for us to save, maybe we could do some trickery. Velaske, we'll do a trick and we'll bring him out. That what? We'll say, oh, I think that's a real mum. We'll pull him out. And then, oh, sorry, oi, it wasn't such a big mum. Kirbi Yeshua. So Yeshua says, by the story of Oysev is Benoi, a mother and its calf are not allowed to be shechted in one day. So if the mother and the calf fell into a pit, the best picture I was able to find, couldn't find the cow, found this one. We'll have to do. Two elephants in a pit. Elephants are not kosher. Don't paskin. These people are paskin everything. Here, it says this, they go. So what do you do? So he has a trick, Rabbi Yeshua. You say, I want to eat the baby elephant. I like veal. So you take the baby out. And they say, no, I made a mistake. I don't want veal today. Today I want regular. And then you take out the mother. So that's a trick. You pretend that it's okay, and you trick. So Mamela, since Rabbi Shul says you can do trickery, perhaps you can do trickery also when it comes to our case. Also, there's one cow. Make a trick. Pretend that you know that's a mum kavua. It's a permanent mum, and therefore, for some reason it's all okay. Komash Malon, and that's why the mission talks about a bar to say that we don't do trickery. Ihachi, if that's the case, that the whole problem. So what's the main akuda here? What's the main idea? Whether or not you could take an animal out of the pit. Ihachi lo yishchoid. So it's not even about shchita now. Lo yalav yishchoid mibayle. The main thing is whether or not you could take it out. So. Says Gemara, Leitzricho, the Ovar Ve'aske. What happened was, yeah, there's two halachas here. One halacha the Mishnah is talking about, whether or not you could give the animal, could you judge a mum? That's question number one. The other thing is, what happened was, when a person goes ahead and takes the animal out, the Ovar Ve'aske, he already took out the animal. He was over. That guy that likes to be over things. So perhaps we should allow him to continue doing what he wants to do. And shechta kamashmala. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about that this animal doesn't have a mum. You pulled him out with no reason, says Rashi. And I had to have him, meaning he should be able to shecht him. Ask the Gemara, what are you talking about? So now we just have to qualify what's going on here. It doesn't make any sense. L'shchatei hotamu, you're not allowed to shecht a b'char that doesn't have a mum. L'tzricha d'nofa b'muma. So it has a mum. V'muktu. So if it has a mum, it's muktu. El d'nofa b'mum oiver. Merv yontif. First, what happened was, so says the Gemara, this is a story. This animal had a temporary mum before yontif. And now it became permanent. Because this guy's hoping and wishing in his mind that the mum will get worse and that he should be able to eat it. Otherwise, he won't be able to eat it. So that's the shiloh. Maybe we had a havamina. You should allow it. So again, so when the Mishnah says v'imlav, you see the top line in our Amud over here. V'imlav. In other words, if you went ahead and you pulled out the animal when you weren't supposed to. In the beginning, we thought it means it doesn't have a mum. Now we're saying it does have a mum. Even though it has a mum kavua, you're not allowed to. Kamashmal, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to shecht. Why not? Because either, two reasons Rashi gives. Either it's muksa machmas isur. You weren't allowed to use it to begin with. So now, just because it got a mum kavua doesn't help me. Or because you pulled this animal out when you weren't allowed to illegally, we give you a knas. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Bechar tam shenofa labar. We're talking about, says Rashi, that these Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Rebbe, the one who wrote the Mishnah, doesn't hold a mukta. Why? Over here, there's no mukta because he had in mind to eat this animal the entire time. So there's no mukta. Bechar tam shenofa labar. You have a bechar that has no mum. Enjoying? Gevaldik. Bechar tam has no mum. Shenofa labar. Fell into the bar. So according to Rebbe Yehuda, there's no mukta. Why is there no mukta? Because he had a mind to eat this thing. He was hoping that something's going to happen. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Yomer Yerid Mumcha V'Yira Im Yesh Bei Mum. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Rebbe says, go in there, check out to see if there's a mum. Ya'ale V'Yishchot V'Imlav. What does Imlav mean? If there's no mum, Lo Yishchot. So I'm sorry. Imlav means even if there is a mum, now there's a knas. Lo Yishchot.
He does.
In live, it does not have a mum.
But check. I do Rashi. Vimlav, what's the chiddush here? What's Vimlav? Of course, Vimlav. What's that? So look at Rashi. I like the other pshat. Okay. Vimlav. Even if it has a mum, otherwise Vimlav doesn't make so much sense. Vimlav. Okay, Shkoyach, Imlav. Even if it has a mom, you give him a kenas. Fine. Amar Reb Shimon ben Asya, Hare Amru, Ein Roi Mum B'Yontif. We're not allowed to check it out. You're not allowed to bring. We decide what's Hare Amru. So Rashi goes in here to say that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was the Rebbe of all of these. Was the Rebbe of Rebbe. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Rashbi, was Rebbe's Rebbe. So Hare Amru, we already said in a previous generation, Ein Roi Mum B'Yontif. You're not allowed to go bring a mumcha in there. Can't bring the professionals in. Keitzad. So now, Rabbi, here we have. We have a braisa that tells us three things. Very, very simple. And this chart is going to make it even simpler. Keitzad. Noila boi mu me'erev yontif ein mevakrim oisoi biyontif. Here. If there's a mum before yontif, blue. In this case, blue is not green, it's not 100% good, and it's not red, it's not 100% bad. It's in between. It's parav. So I did a check with a red mark. What does that mean? B'dievid. So it says, if the mum developed before yontif, you're not allowed to check this animal on yontif. Why? I'm saying why, if you do check it, it's okay, b'dievid. Because all you're missing is a tiny piece. You have the mum. The animal's already a goner. It's a baal mum. You need the rabbi to say, oh, give the shtempel. Yeah? Person dies and you need a death certificate. Okay, but the person's not going to live if you don't. He's dead. You just need a shtempel. Fine. So it's a little bit of a chesaron in a tikkun. But you're not fixing something. What was the whole problem? The whole problem was that you're fixing something. You're not fixing it 100%. You're fixing it only 5%, 10%. And that, if you shouldn't do it, but if you went ahead and you're over and you brought a rav in, a mumcha, you could eat the animal. So that's halacha number one in blue. Now we turn the page. Noila boy mum biyantif. Shiminoimer ein ze minamuchon. Look at this, red. What's red? If the mum was created on Yontif, that now you're fixing it completely. When Yontif came in, you couldn't eat the animal at all. Zero. 0%. What happened? On Yontif, it got a terrible mum. It's not going to survive this. It's a mum that now it allows you to eat the animal, but that happened on Yontif. So even b'di'evid, you can't eat it. So you see? It's red. 100% red. Mum, Yontif, red. Now, let's do this balpeh. Very, very simple. What happens if an animal is born on Yontif with a mum? So the Gemara says, very, very simple. A third case. We have a case that the mum happened there of Yontif, a case that the animal was born before Yontif, but the mum occurred on Yontif. And a third case that he's born with a mum. Now, the difference is that a Bechar is born a Bechar. You have to be born a Bechar. I'll show you Valet here. Where's the Pasuk? It's here somewhere. Oh. Kol HaBachor HaShe Yivolet. It has to be born. And if it's born, maybe with a mum, and we decide it's a mum, we'll see. So let's see what happens. The Gemara says a very, very simple svara over here. If this green case was in fact a blue, in other words, only b'di'eved, not 100% mutter, then the brisa should say it together over here in the blue. There should be a section of b'di'eved in the brisa. It should say, if there's a mum that happened erev Yontif, or if it was born with a mum, what's the halacha? A check with a red. It's a parav, it's in between. If you're yoiver, then you can eat it. The fact that the brisa brings it all the way at the end of the brisa, that tells me that's in its category in its own. There's three categories in the brisa. There's a category blue, category red, and that has to be a category green, 100% mutter. Not a b'di'evet, 100% mutter. If an animal is born with a mum, yeah? Menachem, good? I just don't understand. The cup's verstopped. Too much wine, maybe. I really think that every shir should have charts, because I don't know how to explain it and how people could understand without a chart. But it's okay. You're saying it's not that difficult.
We love the charts. That's
what you mean. Yeah.
It's great charts.
No, I love the charts. It's like, now I understand. Okay. So you hear the cheshbon, let's see the cheshbon inside. Very, very simple. Oh, turn to the Chav Vav Amud Beis, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need Shiduchim, Refus, and Yeshuas, please join us at Tehillim.EitMinDav.com. Sponsored by Natan Koshnud, Vizchus, for my children, Ari Kolev and Yisrael Yaakov Ben Dvorah. They were both here in the Sukkah last night. They should both do well in Eretz Yisrael. Have a cheshik for Torah, mitzvahs, and Yirah Shemayim. Says the Gemara, Bishavin. But everybody agrees, Shim Noilad Hu Umumay Imay Shizeh Minamuchon. This case right over here, it was born with the mum, it's Muchon, meaning it was designated, you can go ahead and eat it. Dorash Rabba Baravuno. Now, if the Olam wasn't like into the pizza last night, then this would be a joke, this question. Who was Rabba Baravuna? Who was Rav Huna's Rebbe? You didn't eat pizza last night? So yesterday, we just learned yesterday that Rav Huna Rav Nachman, and Rav Chisda were all Talmidim of Rav. So the same person, Dorash Rabba, the son, Bar Chavrin, Dorash Rabba Bar Avuna. Noiladu umume imoy, mevakrim oise biyantif lechatchila. If he was born with a mum, on yantif, you could bring the mumcha in lechatchila. Omele Rav Nachman, now we get a little bit more of a picture, if we were just to remember this for the whole Shas. Rav Nachman, who's also a Talmud of Rav, and yesterday he had a conversation with Rabbi Ravuna also. Abba, Tani, over here it seems from Rashi that Abba means my father, Rav Nachman. Some say, Shita Mekubetz says, Abba means your father, Ravuna. Tani, Imav Arabikroi Mevukar. Meaning that it's only in B'di'evet. Im Avar, if he was Oiver. Now you can't do it if you want to do it. If you were Oiver in Avera, whatever, you were Oiver, you didn't listen. And you went ahead and you checked it. Mavukar. What does that mean? That it's not green. It's more like the blue. It's a B'di'evet. What are you telling me you can do L'chatchila? Omar Abaya, here comes that svara that we went over before, and now it's going to be the second time inside. Omar Abaya, if I say the Rabbi Bar Avuna Mistabra, I think Rabbi Bar Avuna is right. Why? Midiktoni klas abave. You see, there are three parts in the braisa: blue, red, and green. Noila baymo merv yontiv. The first part is if the mum occurred before yontiv, eme vagrim oisa be yontiv, you cannot check it on yontiv. That's only lechatchilo deloy. Hodi have a chaper dami. But if you go ahead and you do it, okay. If the mum developed on yantiv, the animal was born before yantiv. But his mum was developed on yantiv. Red, you can't do anything. And then it says, so then why does it say a third category? Because the third category is different than the first two. How could it be different? It's not a b'di'evet, and it's not aser. So what is it? It's a l'chatchila. If the animal is born with a mum on yantiv, then l'chatchila, you go ahead, and we tell you, go ahead and check it. Says the Gemara, Bok Yosef, Rabbi Yishayo, Osef, Aisi, Masnisi, B'yodei. We have a problem. Yishayo came along, and has a different braisa. And look how beautiful this chart is going to be. Bein shenoy leboy mum erev yantiv, bein shenoy leboy mum b'yantiv. Oh, look at this. Givaldik. Same chart, Rabbi Yisai, but two reds. Instead of a blue on top, there are two reds. What forces us to say that this is green? Because there's a red and a blue. But if they're both red, we're not forced to say this is green. We're not forced to say it's a l'chatchila. We could say that this is what? A b'di'evid. We have another category. You're asking me a question. Why didn't you put this case together with the top one? Because it's very different. But look at this. If the two top cases are red, they're both 100% usher. There's no b'di'evet here. So then the third case could be different than the first cases, but you're not forced to say that it's a l'chatchila. Now you could say it's different. How? It's only b'di'evet. Yeah. Givaldik. How do you do this without charts? I don't know. So beautiful. Huh? It's off the charts. Shah. You gotta take that out, Yosef. Hope I didn't pick it up. You hear, Nachamol? Since this guy is not a b'di'evet, they're both usher. Whether you have a mum before yantiv, whether the mum happened on yantiv, they're both usher. So the next case, the third case, could be a different case. It's a case of b'di'evet. You're not forced to say that the third case is a l'chatchila case. Over here, you are forced. Why? Because you have two cases before it. One is b'di'evet, and one is aser. So the third case has to be different than it. How? The only other way to be different is to say, that's the l'chatchila. Great. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shai, Yosef, Aisim, Asin, Sibiyadi, Bein, Shinoi, Lad. Here, these two cases. Bein, Shinoi, Lad, Mer, Viyantif. Right over here. Mum, Mer, Viyantif. U, Bein, Shinoi, Lad, Mum, Biyantif. The second case. What's Allah, Hachamar, Ein, Zim, Ena, Mukhan. What does Ein, Mena, Mukhan mean? It's not designated, meaning even b'di'evet it's also to use. Ve'lo kashiach. Now, ve'lo kashiach is so beautiful. I don't even have to say anything. What I do with this braisa? This braisa says mefurish, different than this braisa. It's a stira. Is the top case blue or red? Which one is it? It's a contradiction. Says Gemara, I'll tell you what happened over here. Ahi, the reason why you think it's blue and it's b'di'eved, ahi Adarbar Ukmi, the Mishabish Vitani. There's a Talmud Chacham, his name is Adarbar Ukmi, only brought down in Shas once, it happens to be on our daf, and he gets confused. He has a pretty weak memory, and when he repeats his brises, he messes up. He messed up a shtickle. That's it. That's the answer. It's not blue. He thought that this case is a b'di'eved. In fact, this case is red. And if this case is red, this case could be a b'di'eved. You see, oh, I don't know if I pointed it out. Yes, you're right, it's a green box because I didn't have patience to change it, but the check has a red line through it. It's a b'di'eved. Okay. Zog the Gemara. Whatever you do, don't go speaking to the guy from the next year and say, well, the blue turned the green and red, blue against red. He's not going to know what you're talking about. But you guys, you understand that you understand. Okay, fine. Omer Rav Nachman Yitzchak Masnisa Nami Daika Dektoni Reb Shimon Oimer Kol Shein Mumay Nikom Erev Yontev Ein Zemen Amuchon. Our Mishnah seems to be meduig like this, that what? It says, Reb Shimon says, anytime the mum is not recognizable before Yontev, Ein Zemen Amuchon. It's not Muchon. It's not designated. Ma'in Mumay Nikom. What does it mean? Ilem Shein Mumay Nikom Klal. If you'll say that it means you can't see it at all, Pshita, Tzrich LaMeimar, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to this. Why would Rabbi Shimon waste his time telling Rabbi Yehuda this halacha when even Rabbi Yehuda admits to this? Elo, Delo Yischazi L'Chacham Erev Yontev Imum Kavu Imum Oiver. What happened was a mum. Just, you didn't show it to the Chacham yet. He didn't decide whether it's a permanent or temporary mum. K'toni Miyaz, but it says, Ein Ze Minamuchan. Even if the mum was there before Yontev, it's not considered Muchan. Shma mino. Ein mina muchan again means what? It's asur even b'di'eved. That's ein mina muchan. And it's meduig from the Mishnah like that. Bay minei, sticking the word Rav Hillel Mirava. Of course, it's not Hillel Zaken. It's an Amira. Many, at a thousand years later. Rav Hillel Mirava. Yesh mukta l'chatzi Shabbos. Oy ein mukta l'chatzi Shabbos. If the typical case, Rashi says, there's many cases, but a very easy case to understand are raisins. You have grapes, which are edible. Obviously, they're not mukta. Once you put them up on the roof, here's a rooftop, and you put the grapes down, I noticed there's a net here underneath with stones. I guess when they become raisins, all you need to do is lift up the net and you gather. You don't have to sit there and shovel it. Okay, so what happens is that there's three stages here. Stage that the grapes are edible. Then the grapes, you put them in the sun, they start spoiling and rotting, so you can't eat them. And then they become raisins, and you can eat them. What happens if during Shabbos, they were not edible for a moment? For 2 hours, you couldn't eat them. So the muktzah, the disgusting, you don't want to touch them. Does that muktzah last for the entire Shabbos? Or do we say that once that period goes away, they become edible, now you're allowed to eat them again? So let's read it. Yesh mukta l'chatzi Shabbos, meaning, chatzi Shabbos would mean, a little bit different than how we would read it with the simple pshat, chatzi Shabbos would mean, and it stays for the whole Shabbos. Not for a half a Shabbos like it reads, but yesh mukta l'chatzi Shabbos, since there's mukta for a minute, does it remain for the whole Shabbos? Oy, ein mukta l'chatzi Shabbos, or perhaps, yes, it's mukta for those 2 hours when it's not edible, but it doesn't remain for the whole Shabbos. So the Gemara just qualifies, Eichidomi d'chazi bin hashmoshois. If these raisins were edible when Shabbos came in, now, right, the famous concept, migui d'skatzoi l'bein hashmoshois, d'skatzoi l'kuli yoyma. If something is mukta during bein hashmoshois, when Shabbos comes in, for that moment, it remains mukta for the whole Shabbos. So Gemara wonders, what's going on here? What's the case? Just tell me simple pshat. If these raisins were edible, then of course you could eat it the whole Shabbos. What's the problem? If they weren't edible, so they were mukta for a split moment, and if they're mukta for a split moment, then they're mukta for the whole Shabbos. There's no machlokes in that. Like Tzricha says the Gemara, I'll tell you what happened. The Chazi v'hadir itchi Oh, that's the story. They were good. Let's say they were good raisins as Shabbos came in. So you would think that they're not mukta. But then it rained and they swelled up and they're not edible anymore. Disgusting. Wet raisins. Disgusting. And then that happened on Shabbos. So I would think because for 2-3 hours, when it's wet and swollen and not edible, it should remain mukta for the whole entire Shabbos. That's the Shaila, Mai. Omalei, Yesh, Mukta. Once it becomes Mukta for those 2 hours during Shabbos, the Mukta remains for the rest of the Shabbos. Yesh Mukta. Eisvei. I apologize for all those guys that came from Yerushalayim and a lot of them. That whole table over there. Bunch of guys from New York. Places. It's one of those dapim that's a real sugi. We got to take this daf serious. No time for stories and jokes. Yeah? At least for me. What? One story? The story on the train. Rabbi said the story on the train. What shaykh does it have to do with sukkahs?
When does it happen?
Nachman Seltzer wants to get up here and say the story about the train. He talks about it all the time. I refuse to say it. He says it's the best story. And he wants to get up here and say the story. Yeah. He's going to get up here and say the story. I don't care.
I'll tell the story. Sure. Okay. The story goes back. Oh. No. Sure. No problem. Okay.
He didn't see the story. So how does he know it?
I'm a Kabbalist. I'm a Kabbalist, Emes.
Camera.
You got to sit. Sit. Move over.
Hold on. Let me give you this.
I think it was, I wasn't there. Rabbi Eli says it happened. I'm a Kabbal, basically.
Somebody tell me why he thinks this is a great story.
I'll tell you why. It's a great story. You'll hear why in a second. Rabbi Eli was on his way to Pesach, coming back to Yeshiva, 2 a.m.
And you, how old are you?
Probably 18? 17.
17 years old. 2 a.m. on a train going to Pesach. Suddenly the door of the car, he's by himself, the only guy on the car, his feet are up on the seat across from him. And suddenly the door opens up and in walks 6 guys. African-American chevra. 6 guys walk in like this. They walk in like this. They walk in. And they see him and they surround him. And they're looking at him. It's 2 a.m. He's by himself. And they look at him. They stop and they look at him. He doesn't miss a beat. His feet are up and he looks at them. This is why this is a great story. He says, which one of you wants to die first? And off they go. They just walk out of the train. And that's why I say it's a great story.
Did anybody think that was a good story? Now you know why I didn't say it.
That's a great story.
I didn't say it in cheer. I said it in cheer too. I said it? I myself said it? Nachman. We said it. And you were there.
Me, I guess.
There's no way you weren't there.
You said it.
So anyway, so the blue and the green, and the blue is l'chatchila b'di'eved, eisvei. I'm hacking. No, we're not going back to the blue and the green. Eisvei. Are you just not Nachman? Eisvei v'shavin shem noilad u'mumoy imoy shezeh min amuchon. That's a kasha. Everybody agrees that if we have to go back to this chart. Where's everything? Oh, it's over here. Thank you. V'shavin shem noilad u'mumoy imoy shezeh min amuchon. We learned that if it's born with the mum, it's considered designated. So we're talking again. So we're going back. How does this fit in? Because we had a question whether or not there's a mukta l'chatzi Shabbos. If something is mukta for a moment, you can't eat these grapes for whatever reason. Let's say, another example is, let's say you during Shabbos, the cleaning lady takes the leichter and puts it on your on a chair, right? The question that we had in a hotel. But it happened on Shabbos and you didn't do it. The cleaning lady did it. So now it became a buses l'davar asur. Are you allowed to move that chair? You said, yelled at her. What are you doing? She moved it away. But for a moment, that chair became asur. If a chair is asur for a moment, does it remain asur for the whole Shabbos or not? So the Gemara says, let's bring a raya from our story over here. Now what? If an animal is born with a defect, it's considered designated. Why? Vamai. Nei b'char mikora have the famous concept of ben pekua. It's kedai to see these pictures again, even though we just had it, a week ago. What incredible picture of this was taken from an animal, from the stomach of an animal. But here's another one. This is a Avram Weisfish. This was from a video. How do you see this upside down? Yeah. Okay, here. If you look closely, these are the feet of the animal. This is the story I was talking about yesterday. She was dying, the mother. And here are the two babies, twin ben pekuas. If you shech the mother, and you see on the video, they shech the mother, and then they tear out these babies. The babies don't need shechita. Ben pekua, that's halacha ben pekua. Says the Gemara, this bechar didn't need shechita. It was mutter when it was in the mother's stomach. Isyadlei. But once it was born, itchalei. It became a what when it was born? A bechar. A bechar becomes a bechar, asher yivalid, when it is born. Itchalei. Chazil chachams went through three stages. Stomach, mutter. Born, aser. Chacham comes around, mutter. Mutter, aser, mutter. Chacham comes and says, that it has a mum. But until the Chacham came, until you called him up, well, it's Yontif. Until you dialed your kosher phone on Yontif and told him to come right away, emergency. We have an animal that's a bchar, I want to eat it. And he comes and says, yes, it has a mum, and then you're allowed to eat it. But for those 2 hours until he showed up, it was awesome. And the Gemara says, Ishtrilei, we say that it's mutter. So what do you see? That something that became awesome for a few hours doesn't remain awesome for the rest of the Yontif. The Gemara wants to bring a tushtel from this case to mukta. No, there's no such thing. It was aser, and it only becomes mutter from that moment on that the Chacham says it's mutter. It's not igloy milsalim afreya that the mum was a mum. And that, no, that's not how it works. Says the Gemara, what happened was, there was never a moment of iser. Why was there never a moment of iser? Because as the baby was born, the Rav said, oh, look at it. It has a terrible defect. It's aser. It's mutter to eat. So never had a moment of Isra of eating. That's the case. Now we got a freebie over here. Some people say learn it a little differently. Hey, Muktzel Chatzi Shabbos. That what? That if it's Muktzel for a moment, it doesn't last for the whole Shabbos. Same exact sugya, but instead of asking a question, it becomes a raya. Because now we're saying the opposite halacha. We're saying it's not Muktzel. Oh, and I have a raya to you. If everybody agrees that if this animal was born, this bechor is born, and it has a mum, that you're allowed to eat it on Yontif. It's a ben pekua in the stomach. You're allowed to eat it without shechita. And it's not a bechor. Why is it not a bechor? Because it wasn't born. If you rip it out of the mother's stomach after shechita, you could eat a bechor. Then it was born. It became aser. Then, third step is, Chazi l'chachem, you showed it to l'chachem, Ishtrilei. So you see, a raya to you, that if it's mukta for a moment, and then you make it mutter, it doesn't remain mukta for the whole yantav. Omar, Abaya, not a good raya, but Demir of Safar, and the Yasvili Yane, also, same exact sugya. There's no moment of Isser, because the Dayanim sat there as it was mutter in the stomach, ben bekua. As it's coming out of the stomach, mutter, because the Rav said it's mutter on the spot before it was born. Toshma, he's in the middle of eating grapes. Rashi says he's in the middle of eating. It's the biggest raya that he wants all these grapes. It's not muktzah. He's in the middle of eating them. When on Erev Yontif, and he had leftover grapes, and he brought them up to his rooftop, wherever that picture was. You know what it looks like here, rooftop. It's hard to come by these pictures. This is a rooftop. Put grapes on the roof. To make raisins, b'teinim. Or he took figs, voicer, v'helon, and he had leftover v'helon, l'gag, l'asimim, groigres. The famous groigres. What's a groigres? It's a dried fig. You cannot eat from them unless you designate that raisin before yant. V'chein atam moitzim b'afarsikim, peaches, u'v'chavushin. What's a chavush, Rav Oisai? Here you go, a quince. U'b'shar kol mini peiros. Anything you want to dry out. Hechi dami. Says the Gemara, let's qualify. Either chazu lama liyazmana. If they're edible, you don't have to designate. Why? Either loy chazu, ki azmin lu mayhavi. And if they're not edible, what? What about Beinash Moshes?
That's the question.
Hey, Idah Chazu Beinash, right. Idah Chazu, if, again, going back to the Beinash Moshes, Migdas Katsoi, Beinash Moshes, Katsoi, Likuli Yayma. If this is edible by Beinash Moshes, you don't need to designate it. You don't sit and designate every piece of food in your refrigerator. If it's edible, it's edible. Idah Chazu, and if it's not edible, Iki Azmin Lu Mayavi. So what if you say, I want to eat it, but it's not edible? It's mukta. He just doesn't know. If you don't know about it, you don't know. So what if you don't know? The Gemara says you don't need to know. If your food is edible, if it's available, even if you don't know about it, it's not mukta. Allah says, the Gemara says, the chazu of itchu of other chazu. It was, like we said before, it was available to eat. Then it got pushed off. The rain came. So you couldn't eat it. And then it became edible again. The Amr say mukta, it doesn't stay for the whole day. Lomalu azmana. Why do you have to designate it? It's already edible. Elama yesh mukta. So what are you going to tell me? What? It does stay for the whole day. Kazmul mahavi. So what if you designate it? You can't designate, says Rashi, you can't designate stones. You can't say, I want to eat stones for breakfast. And I'm designating stones for eating. It doesn't work. So you cannot designate unripe raisins. You can't, a raisin that's not edible is like a stone, says Rashi. You can't be mazmin, you can't designate it. Says the Gemara, Litzricho, di chazu v'le chazu. It's borderline ro'i. The ge'inchi de achli, the ge'inchi de loy achli. Oh, borderline. I have a corny joke. Borderline. Smacking the sugya. We're finishing it up. There was a guy who was about to cross the border, and he got pulled over by a cop. Cop tells him, let's see if I remember it. It's mamash a shvacha joke. But there's nothing else going on. The cop tells him, you know, I've been following you for 30 minutes, and you don't even have a single infraction. I've never seen anything like it. On behalf of the police department, give you $500 as a gift. She says, wow, $500. Wow, that's going to go towards my driver license thing. I don't have a license yet. So his wife says, be quiet. Don't listen to him. He always talks shtus when he's drunk. The kids, and the joke keeps on going on and on. And the mother-in-law said, oh, I knew we were going to have trouble with the stolen car. And then they pulled out a thing. The kids are holes out. Okay, bye. Next. Next. Yeah, that's the end of the story. I'm not joking. Oh, you know the joke. Okay, fine. It's an old one. But we don't say those Lashinas. No, you know what's editing you caused me? Oh, yeah, boy. Yosef, yeah. Not me. I've never touched these videos. Azmin, if he designated it, Goli died. So in other words, Lachamal, borderline. This is food that's somewhat edible. Some people eat it, some people don't. So if Azmin, if he designated it, you're asking me, why does it help to designate? Because he's showing that he likes this borderline kind of food. Goli daiti. Loy azmin. But if he didn't designate it, loy goli daiti. Should we continue a minute? What time is it?
We have tonight,
but tonight we have a daf also. How much?
2 minutes.
Okay, we'll do 2 minutes.
Omar,
really? Okay, we'll stop right here. Agut moed, everybody. Yishkoyach from coming in. We'll stop smacking middle of the sugi, so that's not more than an hour. Chas v'shalom.